Two weekends ago, I went to something called the Bow Wow Brunch at an upscale hotel in suburban Detroit. The purpose was to raise money to support the Michigan Humane Society. That's a cause I care about. I think the Humane Society does a superb job and has been the target of sometimes unfair criticism. I've had dogs my entire adult life, and our Australian Shepherd is very much a full member of our family. His idea of animal abuse is to have to wait for a walk till I'm done with this commentary. But there was something about the Bow Wow Brunch and auction that made me slightly uneasy. There were a lot of really rich people bidding on really expensive items. One woman paid $11,000 to have her dog's picture on the cover of next year's Humane Society calendar. Another consoled herself by paying $6,000 to have her dog's picture on the inside cover. In case you're wondering, I remain faithful to my economic status and paid $50 for a nice little clock nobody else seemed to want. What bothered me wasn't that all this money was being spent to help the Humane Society. I think my alter ego Elizabeth defined it perfectly when we were driving home. "What do you think would happen if they had something like this to benefit kids in Detroit?" she said. "Do you think these people would spend this kind of money?" We both knew the answer. That's not to say that some of the Bow Wow crowd haven't also helped the poor. But somehow, homeless dogs and cats seem to tug at many of our heartstrings the way poor people of color don't. I really don't know why. Possibly it's because human interactions are complex and outcomes uncertain. If I give the Humane Society money to feed homeless animals and give them care, I know there'll be an easily seen, positive result. I think people aren't as convinced they can do anything for other people in distress or that their money will be used wisely. What nobody can deny is that there's an incredible need. The morning after the Bow Wow event, a new report revealed a significant increase in the number of low birth weight babies in Michigan. The study, released by the nonprofit Michigan League for Human Services, said 10,000 of these too small, high-risk babies are now born every year in our state. There's also been a dramatic increase in babies born to single mothers, a figure now more than 40%. My guess is that things are unlikely to get better soon. Last October, nearly 30,000 kids were in families from which our state cut off cash assistance for life. Somehow, I don't think things are getting better for them either. I fear many are going to live Thomas Hobbes sort of lives, nasty, brutish, and short. I wish some rich society ladies would hold a brunch to benefit them. Albert Camus, a philosopher I prefer to Hobbes, once said, "Perhaps we cannot prevent this from being a world in which children are tortured, but we can reduce the number of tortured children. And if you do not do this, who will?"